Let Nizam there speaking in honor and in tribute of fathers, Wali there, Muhtaram, and some of the points they mentioned there. Externally, a father generally comes across as being very firm and stern, but internally he's very soft. He utilizes many of his talents, his time, his youth, his energy to take care of his family. Of course, the mother has a higher position. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it clear where he said your mother three times when the Sahabi asked him who's most rightful and who's most entitled to my to me treating them well. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said your mother. And after that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said your father. But it doesn't in any way diminish the importance of showing respect to a father. Children generally acknowledge their mothers more than they acknowledge their fathers. But they may not acknowledge their mothers to the extent that they ought to, but they fall short much more when it comes to respecting fathers. They don't have a sense of appreciation for what the father does. The father may not have nurtured you directly in terms of breastfeeding you, in terms of changing you, washing you, staying up with you at night when you are not well, but the father has been the backbone of the house. The father is the one who made so many personal sacrifices in order to be able to give you chances and to give you opportunities in life. And that is where you need to appreciate the position of a father. It's something we need to speak about more often in our communities, and that Nizam kind of, you know, stimulated thought. And perhaps at some stage we'll talk more about the status and the rights of fathers.